This is the old St. Germans pumping station. It's a station which for more than 70 years kept the middle level of the Fens dry, but now it's being taken to bits, and in particular, one of the pumps and engines is going to a museum. I'm with Dave Thomas, who is the chief engineer for the middle level commissioners. Just tell me what's going on here and why you haven't just sort of abandoned this.
This pumping station, built in 1934, had originally three pumps with flat eight Crossley engines. In the 1950s, a fourth pump was added, and that's the pump that we're looking at here today. This 1950s engine, which would have matched the originals that were installed in 1934, is still here. And we've been very lucky that the Anson Museum have offered to save it. So what we're looking at is the stripping of the engine down to its component parts so it can be taken up to the museum and other people can enjoy listening to the sound of the engine in the future.
Well, a whole team has come down from the Anson Museum. Alan Batson is in charge of getting this engine out. It's a huge enterprise. It's an enormous thing, isn't it?
Yes, it's a pretty large engine, and as far as we know, there are only two existing in the world. This one, which is in running order, and one in Australia, which is not in running order. And the engine itself, eight-cylinder Crossley, weighs about 84 tonnes. We have to take it apart because the crane will only lift 15 tonnes at a time.
You say it's one of only two. But what is so special about this engine? Because Britain in those days was producing engines of all kinds, wasn't it?
Regrettably, a lot of the engines, unfortunately, were not seen as valuable and have been scrapped. So there are very, very few left in existence in running order.
Jeff Challoner. I'm the curator at the Anson Engine Museum in Cheshire. So that's where it's going. When it was installed in 1934, it was the world's largest pumping station. So it's quite a historic pumping station to start with. So it's a well-documented engine, actually made by Crossley Premier, which they were actually manufactured at Nottingham, but their headquarters of the company was at Manchester, so our museum is only 10 miles from the original headquarters of the company. So we've got all the records for the engine. We've found all sorts of documents, original plans and the original quotes and everything for actually when they installed the original engines in 1934. So we've got a lot of documentary evidence about the engine itself.
Was it designed for this pumping station?
Not specifically. These engines were used worldwide. There was a lot. Jerusalem Waterworks had these sort of engines. The gold mines in Australia had these sort of engines. Iraq Petroleum had a lot for pumping oil. So they were used in all sorts of applications. Actually, when it was manufactured, there's a very famous photograph of a car actually stood in the inlet pipe, and the outlet sluice valve on it is 102 inches diameter, so it's a very large pump.
This particular pump used to shift 1,250 tonnes a minute from the drain into the tidal part of the ooze.
Are you just going to take the engine, or are you hoping to take the pump too?
We'd love to take the pump, but I think the limiting factor is we've only got a certain time scale to do it, and with it being a manually operated crane, the actual time actually taken in lifting the parts out manually takes some considerable time. But middle level commissioners are actually saving one half of a pump to go outside the new pumping station, I believe, so at least we've got an example of the pump and the engine surviving so people can see what it was like originally.